Incidentally, it explains why even today Muslim soldiers will charge into the fire of European machine guns, quite indifferent to the fate that awaits them, and why they are such dangerous and persistent enemies. Having put his religious house in order, Mohammed now began to enjoy his power as the undisputed ruler of a large number of Arab tribes. But success has been the undoing of a large number of men who were great in the days of adversity. He tried to gain the goodwill of the rich people by a number of regulations which could appeal to those of wealth. He allowed the faithful to have four wives. As one wife was a costly investment in those olden days when brides were bought directly from the parents, four wives became a positive luxury except to those who possessed camels and dromedaries and date orchards beyond the dreams of avarice. A religion which had at first been meant for the hardy hunters of the high-skied desert was gradually transformed to suit the needs of the smug merchants who lived in the bazaars of the cities. It was a regrettable change from the original program, and it did very little good to the cause of Mohammedanism. As for the Prophet himself, he went on preaching the truth of Allah and proclaiming new rules of conduct until he died, quite suddenly, of a fever on June the 7th of the year 632. His successor as caliph, or leader of the Muslims, was his father-in-law, Abu Bekr, who had shared the early dangers of the Prophet's life. 2 years later, Abu Bekr died, and Omar ibn al-Khattab followed him.